Thank you for tuning in to another episode of If I Must Say with Cash and
Shade. How are y'all doing?
Oh, it has been a while because we didn't drop.
Yeah, I'm pouring up a shot as we speak.
I forgot we didn't drop last week.
We didn't. Sorry, y'all.
We had a lot going on.
Yeah.
It was good. It was good news while we didn't drop. Because you have two good news. So.
Oh, yeah.
So it was good.
So y'all will hear about it later, you know. I just got to get settled, you know. But we can start off with our question of the day. And this is an interesting question.
You want me to ask it?
Or you can ask it. It don't matter.
Okay. Well, the question of the day is, would you rather be with a rich nigga who cheat, who you know cheat, or, I had to add that part in there, or a broke nigga who is completely faithful to you and only you?
You want me to ask or you go?
I do.
Okay. I'm going to go with the rich nigga that's cheating.
I'm glad you said it because I was following behind you. I'm not even going to hold you.
And what made me instantly think of it, I don't know if you...
The girl's gonna be mad again.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I will say this: it's a Seven Streeter song. It's called "Liquid Courage." Mm-hmm. If you actually listen to the lyrics, she constantly says, "You know, you can't afford this space, this place." And then she goes into her second verse of, "At least if I was with a rich nigga, I'm getting diamonds. I'm getting something in return for my hurt." Like. Right.
Would you rather kind
of... Yeah, and I'd rather, like, if you... Like, yeah, we can. You can be faithful, but you broke. And then okay, you have
women that... I just can't be a broke nigga.
Yeah, but no. Then you have women that'll be like, oh, well, I can build a nigga or whatever. I get that, right? Mm-hmm. You do have those type of women. But you have certain niggas that just don't have a hustle. They don't have a drive. Like, they don't have a sense of direction of where they're going. So, it's like... They don't have a sense of direction of where they're going. So it's no point in dealing with that type of guy. That type of guy needs an 8 shit girl. You need a bitch that's on section 8. You need a bitch that's okay.
Don't give a damn.
That don't give a damn. She don't give a damn about getting taken care of by the government. She okay with settling. She okay with the bare minimum. She kicking it. Like, you need that type of girl. But I'd rather have a nigga, at least if he cheating, number one, he probably just smashing. It probably ain't no whole relationship.
Girl, you ain't nobody.
I have a lot to deal with as is. Okay. Like,
two of me.
Who? What? Honey, one of me is hell. This nigga is 2 seconds from slitting his wrist. Like, he don't know if he going to come. So, I would take that over a broke man. Because you, most niggas that are broke, and if we're, I'm 26. I'll be 27 in August, August the 30th. So, at this age, if you're broke, you have no hustle, no drive, no type of nothing. Yeah. Like... What the fuck am I? My thing is, the guy is supposed to lead. So I'm gonna get in the car with you and where we going? Where we going?
Y'all sitting because y'all ain't got no gas.
Where we going? Like, at least with a rich nigga, he got a sense of direction. He know where we going.
He just.
It's just gonna be a side hole that's probably up in room 236 that he gonna hit real quick. Like, and then he gonna get done playing family time. Like, I can deal with that rather than I gotta foot the bill for everything. I gotta listen to the broken lies and promises. Like, I gotta deal with a nigga that's dead ass. He's ain't shit.
Yeah.
But he gonna stick with me. Of course he gonna stick with me.
You
bitch,
got
the I'm
money.
The
bag. Like, you got the money.
I'm the head bitch in charge. Head honcho. Like, of course you ain't leaving me. Shit good over here.
Yeah, but then I can't. I'm gonna talk to you crazy because...
Oh, for sure.
Baby.
I'm bitching you.
What
like,
you gonna do?
The fuck?
I'm a bully. A big one.
Big one.
I'm on my bully.
Ooh, 24/7. I can have a perfect day. I'm still bitching you. Just cause I can. Like, the fuck are you gonna do? Nothing.
You ain't got no money. Oh, well.
Can I get that lighter?
I'm with you. I can't. Bro just ain't gonna do it. But I feel that way with anybody, though, because I feel like such a standard has been set that is, I know for a fact, like, if the situation with DJ Bae doesn't work out, whoever follows just has to be to such a caliber that, like, I'm not going for it. Exactly. So it's just like, and broke ain't that.
Like, ain't the that. Thing, like, I'm the used things to that I'm used shit. To,
broke ain't gonna cut it. Like, at it's all. Just not gonna do it, so.
Because there's niggas out here that's doing it with no, I'm talking about no problem. Like,
my whole thing is, like, I just feel like, even with the things that I am used to, if it didn't work out and I had to do it myself, then I could. But it's just something about, like, if I'm entertaining you, I just feel like you should be able to do that.
You should be able to do something. Like, you should be able to do something.
It's just not.
Like, that's not, and my thing is, I'm gonna pull my weight. I'm gonna make sure I pull my weight. I'm gonna make sure I pull my weight, but I'm gonna also need for you to pull yours. Like, you're the man. You're supposed to lead. You're in charge. Like, being, I don't want to
be a man.
Thank you.
Be a man.
I don't want to have to be, I don't want to have to play your role. You're you daddy, okay? I'm rocking with you.
Want to be submissive though. That's the
thing. Thank you. I do too. I know people. I know people think that I don't want to be submissive.
It takes a certain person though, to make you want to be that way, because I just feel like it ain't happening with everybody.
But then also, I was just talking to my friend like about this, because we were talking about like being submissive, and for me to be submissive, you have to choose me. Like,
every time.
Choose me. Yeah. You want all of me. You want me in a. You have to choose me.
Yeah.
And I feel like guys don't think that, or they'll choose you at first and then they get comfortable. You have to keep keep choosing
it's
me. You want. You keep wanting this girl. You got to keep choosing me.
That's true.
You got to make me comfortable to want to be submissive.
Yeah.
And also with me being submissive, you got to have a sense of direction. I'm not asking for you to have a set out plan from A to Z. I'm not asking
just
for
something.
That. But just something. I am asking for, if you telling me, okay, babe, take this route.
A rough draft.
At least you got on the GPS of where we going. Now, when we
get
there.
You know exactly where we going.
But you got the area.
Thank you. But we don't know for sure where we going.
Something for me to want to follow you. For me to be like, okay, I'm going to put all my eggs in one basket.
At least you have something to start with. And together we kind of just like.
We can, thank you. Like, whatever you lacking. All right, babe. You know, I can probably do this. Let me see if I can finesse this for us. Like, something, but niggas don't have, y'all, they don't have direction. Like, you want to leave, bitch, where we going? We just driving, wasting gas? Like, the fuck are we doing? I could have, at least the last nigga, hell, he was giving hell, but at least he had some type of direction.
I ain't have to worry about that. Yeah.
So, I don't know.
The girls gonna be mad because they... The girls are gonna be mad because they wanted us to say.
But okay, really, for real.
Be real.
I'm gonna ask a question.
Be real with yourself.
If a nigga was completely under you, you would lose your shit.
Oh my god.
You would lose your
Because you already
your
know
me though.
I like to be.
I like
by
my space.
Yeah,
I love my alone time.
The thing that I love about DJ Bay and I is we could like sit on the couch and he doing his own thing, whatever.
And I'm doing my own thing.
But we just there together. I enjoy that. Or when it's just quiet. Like, neither one of us is just talking, but we just there.
We just
we're
enjoying
just
each other's
chilling.
Company.
Like,
chilling. Like,
we ain't got to talk, but it's just nice that we're both here. Like,
but if a nigga was up under your ass, like, in your ass 24-7, you
would
lose
your
shit.
Because you ain't got shit to do.
You ain't got nothing. You ain't got
nothing.
No friends. Nothing. No nothing. Money to make.
You that's what I'm saying. You ain't got nothing to do.
Nothing.
He ain't got nothing. You just going to sit right here.
Right here.
I gotta go to work, but you're gonna be right here when I get back.
And I'm going with my friends later. Because I got shit to do outside this relationship. It is Delicia, okay? It is Delicia.
I gotta go. You're just gonna see it right here. In my fucking face.
I can't do that. Can't. Like, and I know girls have to understand that. That's why we have friends. That's why they have friends. Like,
go be with your friends.
Get out of my face.
Go.
And it's not even that, okay, you be with your friends and we got a text. You can be with your friends and I'm finna go be with my friends. In a few hours, I check on you. Like, about give me 2 hours.
You good?
Like, you good?
I'll see you when
I get home. Yeah, like, something.
Dude, we see each other every day. We gonna go to bed together.
I'm gonna get some dick before I go to sleep. see.
You already know that. Honey, so I'm like, yeah. So what we got for our topics today?
Why don't you have a question that's to your topic?
Okay, let's do it.
So would you rather deal with, I'm at this point now, would you rather deal with a busy man?
Or a broke man?
And or a nigga that's not too busy. Like a nigga that's not busy. Like, so that, would you rather deal with a busy man or a nigga that's not busy?
But if he not, let me ask you this. If he not busy, do he got money? Is he, like, how is he busy? How is he not busy, but he got money? If that makes sense of what I'm asking. You get what I'm asking?
Okay. Well, then, yeah. Would you rather deal with a busy man or a broke man?
Busy. I don't think you understand what I'm saying to you. I will not be with a broke man.
I would definitely be with a busy man, but it's easier said than done.
No, it's not, because I almost said this man's name. DJ Bay, it's been times where DJ Bay was like uber busy, like crazy busy, like especially when he was like heavy into DJ, it was just fucking ridiculous to a point like you out all the time, almost every night. Like, okay, bro, what you doing? But I mean, so I've dealt with the busy, and again, I would take that over.
I mean,
because my whole thing is, I just feel like if I can't ask you for anything, like, and I absolutely need it, why are you here?
Yeah, that's true.
Because my whole thing is, I don't understand, like, if I'm in a relationship with someone, I'm expecting you to lead. How can you not? I just, leading and being able to provide if I absolutely need something, to me, they go hand in hand.
Yeah, that's
so right. It's just kind of like, I'm not asking for you, like, pay my bills, this, that, that, like, because I can do but all those I things myself, but that's what I'm saying. Like, if I absolutely need something, like, emergency come up and, you know, I ain't got the money for it. Flat tire. I ain't got the money for it. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, I need me to come
this
through.
Is what so like, show up.
That's like, what I'm saying. So it's like, if I absolutely need
come
you.
Come take care of this.
Exactly. You can't do it. And it's not even like, I would be honest with you, like, you, I don't give a fuck if you have the money or not. You gonna make some shake and you gonna figure it out.
Like, well, you gonna have your nigga to come change it.
That's what I'm saying.
You gonna figure it out. If you don't have the money to send me, you gonna say, okay, oh, well, I got my homeboy. He finna come.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you gonna make something shake.
You gonna make some shake.
And I just can't deal with a nigga who cannot do that.
You're right.
It ain't happening. Like, hell no. No. So, yeah, to answer your question, I'd definitely go for busy, baby. You know?
I'd definitely go for busy, too. You're right. It's just, I'm catching hell.
I'm already knowing.
And I'm trying. I'm giving it everything I need. I could be doing more.
You know it. You already know it.
Okay, what's the... Okay, well...
We're going to see.
So the first topic, well, the topic in general is centered around God, actually. So the first question is, why is our generation strayed away from church? Me and my mom just had this conversation,
and it was not a good one.
What are you saying? Okay, so she wants me to be more active in church or whatever, right? And she wants me to pay tithes. So I got her on the tithes thing. I got her red-handed on the tithes thing. So when you read the Bible, it constantly says you're supposed to give your 10% back to God or whatever. But your 10% can be in giving someone a ride. It can be blessing someone with food.
Right.
It can be giving somebody some clothes or buying some. It can be in different ways. As long as you're giving back.
Right.
And you're doing it genuinely.
It's
like
a charitable act.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So it's not as, okay, well, I'm going to do this because I know God is going to bless
like
me.
For
it.
It's
genuinely because, okay, I'm doing this because I really
want to.
Or whatever. Yeah. So that's considered as tithes.
Right.
I don't have to give my 10% back to a building. I don't have to do that. It's 10% back to God.
Right.
Like, so however that may be or whatever. But as far as church, for me personally, I'm more more spiritual, right? And I love church. Like, I actually went for Easter or whatever, and I hadn't been in a minute. And I love the...
It's the atmosphere.
Yeah, the atmosphere. Yeah. I love the music. I love the vibes. Yeah. I just can't...
It's just a feeling that you get with your church.
Yeah, yeah. I just can't deal with the...
People.
Yeah, and the contradictions, like the hypocrites. The hypocrites. I can't deal with the... We're really... Okay, I get this is the Bible, right? So I would love the original version. Like, but the word has been rewritten so much.
Yeah.
So something has been taken out, something has been put in, something's been added. Like,
you don't know.
I don't know what's real. My thing is, there's no way I could sit up here and listen to somebody preach and I know personally what type of lifestyle you live.
Right. That goes back to our Bible.
I get that because we're all born in sin. I get that. So, yes, we make the daily stride to be better, like the best that we can be.
Right.
We get that we're not going to be perfection. But you can't be sitting up here preaching God's word and you're openly sinning, like, and you're okay with that. Well, like, it's not even that you're trying to stop it or adjust it or alter it. It's that you're okay with that lifestyle, but you're still going to sit up here and
ridicule everybody else.
I can't deal with that.
But I'm very big on, like, people don't realize this, but like, no one sin outweighs the other.
Exactly.
Like, they're all way the same. So it's like, we all kind of fucking up out here.
Yeah, my thing is, if I'm going to hell, see you there. Be next in line. Like, hey, how you doing? Like, it's going to be one of them. But I don't know. For me, it's just, I can't deal with the hypocrites. I can't deal with the contradictions. I can't deal with, you can preach the word, but if I ask you a certain question, you can't give me an answer.
Yeah. They get mad about that.
That's going to irritate
me. They get very challenged the Bible, too.
Thank you. Like, but this is a dead-ass question I have. But you don't have an answer for it. And I'm pretty sure I'm not the first person with this question.
Right.
So, I don't know. It's just, I'm way more spiritual. And yes, me and God have an amazing connection. We have a beautiful connection.
Right.
I talk to God daily, throughout the day. Like... And I talk to God just like he's a human. Like, sometimes I might slip up, might be a curse word, and I gotta apologize.
But he knows if
I'm just real passionate, you know, if I'm talking or whatever.
That's the homie.
Yeah, like, but I'm very spiritual. It's just I can't do the, because I was raised Baptist. I can't do that anymore. I can't. Like, I'm all for giving myself back to Christ, but that don't mean I gotta go and get baptized in the church down the street. That don't mean that. It's other ways you can give yourself back to Christ. I can give myself back to Christ by praying.
That's true. I think what it is just like, Black people in general, I think, especially like ones that are raised in the church, they get, I don't want to use the term like chained to it, but it's like, you do these things and you don't even know why you do these things, but you just know, like, from generation to generation to generation, like, this is just what we do. And it's just like, but I don't even know why I do these things. Like, it just makes no sense. And even when you do ask people, again, they have no answer for you.
No, you're right.
So it's kind of just like, this really don't make no sense to me, so I'm just going to not participate.
I'm not gonna vote.
The math ain't mathing.
So
I'm
gonna
just, I don't know.
But then I do want my kids to, because I had the upbringing in church of going to church on Tuesdays, and then growing in church, like, as far as youth Sunday or you know, like,
or even
youth,
like, because they will have like events and things like that, Easter egg hunts.
I want my kids to be heavy in church. Like, I wish that I did find a church that I felt comfortable in, and I feel like, okay, you know. Yeah, he may not be perfect or she may not be perfect, whoever is bringing the word, but they're trying their best to live a correct life. Like, it's not so much as I'm finna preach this word and I'm finna get the money for it, but I'm over here doing
X, Y, and Z.
I'm talking about, I'm hell on a scale.
Yeah.
I'm active outside. Right. Like, no. But I want my kids to have that. I want my kids to be able to, like, go and sing in the choir. I want them to be ushers. Like, yeah, Easter. Like, I want that. Like, to see the kids do that for Easter and, like, the little speeches, even if it was just one line, like, that made, now I see why my mom liked it. Like, you know, so I want that for my kids, but I will have to, I can't. I'm not going to put my kid in any church. Like, I'm just not, like, now since I'm way more aware.
An
like,
influence on you.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to, I'm not just going to throw my child just because I know my mom wants my child to be in church. Like, no, I want to actually go and search for a church myself. That's like, true. Let me put myself out there. I'm not going to put my child, like, no, I'm not doing that. So,
I feel it 100%, especially because I haven't had a baby down, so I definitely, like...
Yeah, it's like, I'd rather, you know, let me do it first, and then if I feel good, I feel like it's straight all right, my kid can do it, not...
Nah.
And then I'm big on energy, so it just, for I can walk into it, and if it's off, I'm walking, like, nah, this don't even feel right, this shit feel off, and I don't see how other people can sit in weird-ass shit, like, I done been in churches, and they weird, why are y'all sending this shit, like, you don't feel that, like, this don't feel comfortable. Like,
people think that's the Holy Ghost.
Something, no. I know what Holy Ghost feel like, fire, bro. I done had the Holy Ghost in me, bro. I know what that feels like. Fire. Yes, it feels like stripping out your clothes. Like, you gotta pull out your skin. Yeah. Like, girl, it's a different feeling. But no, like, I'm big on energy and I'm big on not being uncomfortable. Like, I don't like being, that makes me scared. Like, then it's. Fight or flight, my nigga. Fight or flight. What we doing? Like, it's gonna go bad in here. So, I think for my mom, her thing is that you were raised in church.
Yeah.
And she goes to my uncle's church, but I don't. I would go there just to please you. It's not that I'm going there really intaking anything.
I'm
like,
just there.
I'm just there just so I don't have to hear you complain. Right. Like, but
so do. You don't go to church like that now, do you? Or you do? Mm-hmm. So now, how do you feel like? Do you feel like that's kind of like put a strain on your relationship, or is she kind of just like, okay, if you don't want to go, then
it's put a strain on you. It's put a strain in certain areas, it's also gotten better in certain areas because she'll ask me a question and she think I'm not like educated spiritually.
Yeah,
and I'll give her an answer and it still includes God, like,
because it's not that I don't believe in God. Because people don't realize, like, you can be spiritual and still.
Yeah, like, and she hates sage. She hates, like, Florida water. She hates anything outside of that. And for me.
She feel like it's witchy.
Yeah.
I already know.
I don't see how that's witchy. The same way when you get up in church and you go all the way down and they got to pray for you and they put that little oil cloth on you or whatever. Nah, no cap. Like, when they put that little oil cloth on you.
That's
because you're actually using oil, but that don't mean if somebody used Florida water, it's the same shit. If somebody used sage, it's the same shit. Like, it's the same thing. Like, they're just choosing to use oil.
A different way.
Stains. Like, I don't even like oil. So, I'll use candles. I'll use sage, Florida water. Like, I'll use herbs and shit. Like, and she'll think it's, she'll swear I'm in witchy shit, and then she'll ask me a question and not give it straight God. Like, I'll even take it sometimes Bible, and then she'll, it'll shock the fuck, like,
I know the word, girl.
Stop. Like, I'm very educated. Like, I may act ditzy, I'm not dumb. Yeah, far from
Virgo,
it. Though. Like,
Virgos act real slow.
Girl, stop trying to play me. You already know how I get down. I'm you.
Girl.
So, but it's definitely, it's, put a strain in certain ways because she still feels like I should be in church, but our conversations have gotten so much better too.
Yeah.
Like, now when we can talk, we'll actually talk for real. Like, and I'll give her a different insight of just like the world or how I perspective. God. Like, a different perspective. Because she has the old school perspective, and I got more of like a new age perspective. Right. So the conversation is good. It's just, she just wish I was in somebody's four walls, and it don't have to be like that.
It don't.
My four walls can be at home. Like,
that's true. So, it can be anywhere you want to be. You know, because you heard brought up sage, you know, people don't be using sage right. They don't be opening the doors
or the windows. Yeah.
So it's like you're trying to get rid of all these bad energies and you done brought them all out. You get what I'm saying? Because some energies are trapped and stuff. Yeah. So now you done...
Or like some people don't get like corners, like they really don't. Or people don't sage when it's with intention. Like they'll sage with like surface level intentions. It ain't. Like, it ain't. You can tell it's not authentic or whatever. But yeah, you're definitely supposed to open windows and shit, open doors, and give it time to clear out. Just don't open it in when you get done saving. Just close the door back. Like, no. Yeah, like, give it time to clear out. Like, actually finish praying or whatever you do, like, during sage or whatever. Like, when you're saving your home. Like, I know when I used to stay in my last apartment, I would pray or whatever. Like, actually pray with, well, first, I would set the tone, like, with my gospel music, because normally I'll be having, like, rap or, like, R&B on. So, I set the tone, then I'll pray, and then I'll sage my home. But I'll take time to sage my home, then I'll just leave the door open, like, my back door and then my front door open. And just give it time to clear out. Yeah. Like, and during that time, I'm probably cleaning or chilling or just relaxing or whatever. Then close the door. Like, and you'll feel better. Like, I don't know. And my thing is, everybody don't like the stench of sage. I get it. It's not a nice smell. Like, sage don't smell.
It's not an incense.
Yeah.
People think it is. It's not.
It's not a good smell. So you can use, like, Florida water. You can use that to cleanse your home. Like, you use candles to cleanse your home. Like, it's whatever you want. Whatever is okay for you to smell. Right. But I just know sage is not for everybody. Like, so I don't push it on everybody. Because the stench is a little
But strong. It also depends on what you wrap it in.
Yeah, too. That, oh my God.
Because I remember we had that conversation.
Bro, my cousin, yeah. I don't know what her sage was wrapped in. It stunk so bad. Like it made you not want to burn it. Like, and that's that process shit. Like, no. I just rather wrap it myself. Don't even worry about it.
Bam. When you drop your line.
Child, you ain't the only person. I want to say something.
Get at your girl. I'll be your first customer.
You ain't the only one, honey.
I'm excited about it.
Our last question is, can you be spiritual and believe in God?
For sure.
Of course. My mom don't feel like I can. She just feels like I believe in crystals and candles and shit.
I was gonna ask you about that because I remember
It's not funny,
but what I'm gonna ask you is gonna make you go in depth about it. That's why I laughed about it. Because I remember we was having a conversation and you told me that you had an altar. Yeah. And I wanna ask you, like, what was on the altar, because I remember you would say that handsome would sometimes play with the stuff that was on it. So, like, what exactly was on that?
Oh, my crystals, candles.
That's why I laughed. Because I knew, like, girl. I don't know about
that. But it'll be like crystals, candles. What else is on my altar? Probably the notebook that I write in, my manifestation book, like, whatever I'm writing to God about. Like,
and that's the thing God. That I think the misconception is. They think that at your altar, when you're, like, writing to God and you're praying and stuff, they probably think that you're praying to, like, someone else. You get what I'm saying? Because some people do that.
Of course.
So I think that that's what the misconception is. And that's probably why mom thinks that you don't believe in God.
Of course. But it's
like, you can, at your altar, you can pray to any God that you want to pray to.
Yes. It's whoever you believe in. Like, I know for me, and of course nobody, like, I'm big on, of course, kids don't know, so you have way more patience with children.
Right.
But adults, you don't allow people to touch your stuff. You don't allow people to, like, hover over it and shit. Like, that's why it stayed in the corner. Like, it should be only people that would go over there is kids, because they see colors. So it's more so, oh, these look like rocks. Let's play with these. Right. Like, and you have to teach them, okay, well, you can't touch these or whatever. But I'm real big on, humans don't touch my shit because it's sacred. Like, I'm praying to God about certain shit. I don't need your energy on
it. Okay, I was gonna ask you why.
It's because I don't need your energy on it. Like, and it's not to say that you're a bad person. It's not to say you're negative.
But I don't know what energy you have.
Thank you. And you could have an off day.
That's how I
felt
when I was pregnant. I didn't want nobody touching me. Like,
yeah, because energy is transferable. Like, why? No, I don't want that. Like, I got enough of my own shit going on. Like, I don't need whatever demons you're battling, whatever problems you got going on.
I don't need that.
Yeah,
that's true. Because people don't realize energy does transfer.
Yes, and then you wonder why you be feeling so drained or so out of it, or all of a sudden you mad or pissed off. Like, that's why. Like, they feel fine. I promise you they do.
Because it's
off
of them.
It's off of them, son. Like, it's on you. So, no. But yeah, I definitely believe that you can be spiritual and believe in God. Absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely. Like, I say, okay, when you look at it, God is a God of love. So nobody on this earth really knows the right way of living. We only go based off books that we have and what we've been told, what we've been shown.
No one really knows.
So nobody really knows. It's just you live right and you know right from wrong. But if you think
about it, that's anything in life.
Yeah.
Like, nobody really knows like the right way.
You just going with the flow of shit and you're like, you're doing it. You're trying to make sure, of course, that you do it with pure intention.
Right.
So it's more so I'm giving it, you know, the best foot forward. I'm putting my best foot forward, giving it all I got. And I'm doing it, trying to do it the correct way. That's for anything.
But like, the problem is, like, even with you saying, like, the correct way, what is the correct way? You get what I'm saying? Like, how can my correct way is probably not your correct way. You get what I'm saying? So, it's like, who's to say what is the correct way?
I look at it as, okay, God is a God of love, right? Ultimately, we can say that. Right. He's a God of love.
That's true.
Unconditional, like,
love. Because I could be the biggest fuck up. I could do the most shittiest thing to someone. But at the end of the day, everybody else on this fucking earth could hate my fucking guts. But I know that God loves me.
So I feel like, okay, if God is a God of love, you move in love. Like, when you move in the spirit of love, you're not going to do anything to harm the next individual. At least not knowingly. Because if you love that person,
those aren't your intentions.
Those aren't your intentions. Right. So if you're moving in love, you're moving in a way of, okay, I genuinely care about this person. I have some type of care about this person. I'm going to do right by this person. So that counts for everybody. Right. And that's doing right in whatever way that is. Like that entails.
Right is right.
So if you move in a way of love, you can't do wrong. Like, I don't see nobody doing wrong if they're moving with pure intentions and they're moving in love. Like, like that's one thing that everybody can agree.
But what people don't realize is sometimes pure intentions doesn't always mean that it's gonna work out in your favor.
Yeah,
and that's where the problem comes in, because sometimes the right thing to do isn't always gonna benefit you. Sometimes, you get what I'm saying? Like, sometimes the right thing to do is just not gonna, it's not gonna shake out how you want it to shake out.
Yeah.
And that's just life. Like, yeah. That's just reality.
And you have to be okay with that. You have to be okay with that. You're right. Another point. Damn. That was heavy.
I know. Pick it up.
But yeah, I don't know. I just feel like as long as you move in that way, you can't
I feel it.
Do too much wrong. Of course, just, you know, throughout life, normal shit happens.
Yeah, but like life shit happens. Yeah.
But other than that, if you're genuinely moving that way, you can't do too much wrong. Like, you would be moving
you
correctly.
Put
like,
yourself in a situation.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're doing correct. Yeah.
Like, nobody knows God, but we can all agree that God loves his children. God moves. God is a God of love. Like, he moves in love. Yeah. So,
because I'm pretty sure, like, it's been a bunch of things we did not deserve, but
okay, I love you. I may be like, you look stupid right now, but I love you.
Like, I ain't gonna let it go too far. I just need to show you a little something real quick.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
So I definitely that's how I feel. Like, of course, everybody has their different perspectives. But
for sure.
It's just, but then I can say, like, okay, with you, when was the last time you've been to church? Because I'm going to ask a question.
The last time I've been to church? Oh, it's been a while.
Like, what's a while?
Like a number. Probably over a year.
Okay. So
I lied. I just went to church for a wedding. Damn, I forgot about that.
Okay. Outside of the wedding, you've been a year. Before then, were you going like actively, or was it just I had been like that little one time?
It was
here and there.
Here and there, yeah. Okay. I won't say active, but I won't say like I wasn't going. It was here and there.
Let's do a comparison. So okay. Since you've been out of church, do you feel like, or just, you know, not going to church for whatever your reasons are?
Yeah.
Do you feel like your relationship with God has grown, or do you feel like it's become stagnant?
It's definitely grown.
Okay.
But I'll say it's grown. I thought about this on Sunday when I was like just like meditating and just like just thinking about stuff and just like talking to God, that I realized like
it's grown, but it took a lot of hard lessons for it to grow. Like, unfortunately, I had to kind of like stray away in a sense for it to, get to the point where it's just like, okay, I cannot do this by myself. What the fuck was I thinking? Like, let me take my ass back home.
Yeah.
Like, it got to that point. So it was like, okay, God, like, and it happens without you even kind of like realizing it.
Yeah.
It's just one of these, just like, damn, like, when's the last time I prayed? Okay. You get what I'm saying? Like, when's the last time I actually had a conversation with God? And it's like, I don't want to be one of those people, like, when shit is going good or shit is going my way, and it's like, whatever, like, fuck that, blah, 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 blah. But it's like, just being very intentional about it, being very constant about it, and having an actual relationship with God.
That's true. That's true. That's
true. So, yeah, girl. Do you feel like your relationship with God has grown or kind of been stagnant?
I feel like it's grown, but it was more so I really had to put in the work.
Yeah.
And I'll say I got so used to going to church every Sunday and knowing, okay, well, if I don't do anything on Sunday, I'm going to talk to God on Sunday.
Yeah.
Then with me not going to church, it went from, well, I'm not talking to God on Sunday because, hell, I'm not going to church. So then it's, when am I making time for God?
Right.
Then it's, okay, well, I have to actually dedicate time. Like, right.
Find the time.
Yes. And it took me to where, like, when you talk to God often, you hear his voice. You mm-hmm. know his voice. Mm-hmm. Like, you know.
You have discernment.
Yeah.
And that's when I realized, like, okay. Because I wasn't hearing.
I knew it because it was
like my temper. Like, just the way I was handling stuff. I'm just like, that's not me.
Yeah.
Like, that's just so out of care. Like, yeah, that's it's just not me. Like, I have no discernment. Like, because I don't care.
Yeah. But I noticed that. Or it's like, I was like, ask him for something, ask a question, and it's like, not so much as he ain't answering, but he just more so like,
I get to you.
I get to you. Like,
you ain't making time for me. I'm gonna find time for you.
Yeah, because it's not that important. It's not. It's important. You'll
be alright.
You'll be alright. Like, it's dead.
You living. You'll be alright.
Yeah. Like, it was one of them. Like, to where I had to keep talking to him, keep talking, to where it's like, now you want to talk to me.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what was it? What you want to question? What you need to answer to?
Right.
What you need me to do?
Answer?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Now it, and I made the decision, or like, you know, just the choice of, I'm going to make sure, like, I reach out more. And it's, I don't know, I look at it like he's my parent for real. So the same way I talk to Renee, I can talk to you. Same way I have that relationship with Renee, I can have that relationship with you. Like,
right.
It's nothing is different. Right. Like, nothing is different.
That's true.
So, I don't know. Like, it was definitely harder when I left church. I can say that. It was, now I have to make time. Now I have to be, I guess, like, I have to be consistent on my
right.
own. Like,
you have to be an actual adult.
Yeah, like, now, okay, you're not going to go to church. When do you plan on having church?
Right.
You plan on actually talking to God? Like, when you plan on having a conversation with me? Because, like, we ain't spoken in a few weeks.
So
like,
what's up?
And
don't hit me when shit hit the fan.
Yeah, don't hit me when shit hit the fan.
Yeah.
Then I'm the first one you call.
Yeah.
Like,
no.
Yeah.
Do what you been doing.
And, like, I really had to get to a place of, I guess, understanding, like, I have to make that effort.
Right.
Like, he's there, yes, but I have to make the conscious effort, like, daily to, you know, make sure our relationship, one, stays, not even stays afloat, but the relationship stays strong, like, I stay talking to him. I stay building that bond, that connection.
Same.
Like,
yeah.
So I'm trying, like,
I definitely am, for sure. Like, I'm trying to find just the time. But I usually do it, like, when I'm just spending time by myself. So.
And I have the habit of talking to God. Like, I talk to God, but I won't have a conversation with God. Like, I'll talk to him in the car and be like, oh, thank you for waking me up this morning. And that'll probably be it. Like, it's not more so of, you know, hey, God, you know, thank you for everything that you've blessed me with. Like, you know, thank you for just, like, health and strength. Like, I don't even want to ask you for nothing. I just want to give thanks. Like, it hasn't been one of those. Or it hasn't been to where, okay, God, like, let's talk about life real quick. Let's see where we at with it. Like, let's lay everything out. Like, okay, this going on, this going on, this going on. I'm fucking up in this area, but this area, I'm really doing kicking ass here. Like, it's one of them. So, I don't know. It's like, I have to make sure I make time for that.
Right.
Like, I make time for the small conversations of just making sure I give thanks, but not to where I'm really having a conversation with my father, like, you know, like, and reflecting for real. So,
I'm working on it.
Yes. Progress.
Yeah, I mean, at least, like, I've already acknowledged it.
Exactly.
And I don't know when I'm doing wrong, because, like, shit would just be happening back to back. I'd be just like, I never had no fun. Okay. Like, let me just go back in the house.
Let me go back for shit. Really.
Exactly. It was fun while it lasted. Because
the thing is, it'd be like little shit.
It's always little shit.
You ignore it, you just be like, okay, whatever. Like,
and then God will slap your ass.
That shit's so big, you're just like, what the fuck?
Like, all right, I get it now. You got it. You can chill. I get it, bro. I got it.
Okay.
What you mean?
What have I been? Tonight.
Oh, we had wings.
We did.
And they were good. Busted. Yeah.
We all had the same wings. I just did.
I still got some wings left. I only ate like four or five.
I don't remember how many I ate. They were so good.
Yeah, they really were good. And usually I'm picky about my wings, but they were good.
They were. We had hot honey with lemon pepper sprinkles.
Yeah. And a peach drink on the side.
Of course.
Yes.
What else you got?
What have I been eating? I had, Cuts Steakhouse, and that was really good. It was. I had went out for date night.
Okay, I was just gonna ask you.
I went out for date night, it was cute. I gotta take my fit, so I had this cute little fit from Zara. This cute little shirt from Zara, and it actually had my back out, and I had on these, like, green pants, and I had on, like, the little peach hat, or whatever.
Oh, you told me about that. Okay, yeah. What shoes did you end up wearing?
I ended up wearing my Dunks.
Okay, because I remember you told me about the pants.
Okay. So, I had worn my Dunks with it, and it was a cute little fit, like, the restaurant was really
This
good.
Is the night that you called me.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Because I was supposed to come over here. Yeah. Like, I was like, where you at? He's like, I'm
in
dinner.
I was
like, okay, bitch.
I thought I raised hell.
Yeah. That's why I was like, oh, this is the night that you called me. Okay.
So, the dinner was really good. Like, the service was good. The vibes was good. Like, the restaurant is really good. Like, I really enjoyed myself. Yeah. Like, I have no complaints. It was definitely a vibe. The drinks was lit. Like,
what did you get?
I got a lemon drop.
I knew you was gonna say.
I got a lemon drop, of course. I'm a lemon drop whore, child.
Child, that's like all you be drinking.
Yes, I love that. And I had the surf and turf that was there, so it was like potatoes and lobster and steak. And I think that's it, or maybe it was shrimp. I don't know. But I know it's like surf and turf. So it was like seafood and steak.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And the food was really good. He had this big ass steak. Like, the shit was huge. And he had potatoes. And I think he had some type of like a vegetable or whatever. But his food was even good.
You ate his food?
What? No, I let him have his food. He ate my food. Like, he wanted some of my food. But it was a vibe. Like, the food was really good. I would definitely go back. He even said he liked it. And both of us are picky, so...
Jesus.
Yeah, the fact that he said he liked it, yeah. So it made me feel good. And that was our first time.
Because you picked it?
Yes, okay. I picked it, or whatever. It was both our first time going, but he even said he would go back, so...
Okay.
And the bill went too... the bill...
Oh, I know what else I had. Mm-hmm. It was... Yeah, I already know.
The bill
was... Yeah, I already know.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a little song.
Yeah. I'm already knowing. We had sushi the other night. That was like, Ooh. Oh my
God. Oh, I think you put that on your story. Girl, oh what was God. It from?
It was from a place called Oku.
I ain't never heard that before.
It was amazing.
It's like hibachi? Or they don't only sell sushi?
It's not hibachi. Like, it's an actual, like, sushi bar, like, restaurant. Ooh. Yeah. It's good. It's off of Howl Mill. But sushi was... Amazing.
Yeah, it looked good when you posted that picture. I was like,
so good. Ooh. Like, just thinking about it, it was just so good. Because I love sushi, but I couldn't have it when I was pregnant like that. Not raw sushi.
Yeah.
And, like, I like raw pieces sometimes, like salmon and all that. So, it's just amazing. Because we have brought it back home and ate it before. We had brought it back home and ate it and then sat on the couch and watched our TV shows. But before, he had took me there on a date before. Mm. And, like, the vibe is just nice there. Like, it's dim in there. It's nice. It's a nice little vibe. And we sat at the bar.
I don't know if you've ever been for, like, date night. Have you ever been to Five Church before?
Is that off of Edgewood?
I think it is. Okay, so I've been wanting
to... Oh, I thought that was a bar.
No, it's like an actual restaurant.
I did not know that.
Well, it's a bar, too, but then they have, like, I think the restaurant is upstairs.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, I always thought it was, like, a bar.
Yeah, but Kiki went with her, like, her boyfriend. Like, he had took her out or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was a vibe. Like, she said it was really nice or whatever. So, I really wanted to take...
No, I didn't tell you about another restaurant to take him to. Boy. He would love... I'll tell you when we get off the podcast.
I wonder if you have already been...
I don't know. It's off of Howl Mill too, though, and it's a steak place.
Is it? Okay. Yeah, tell me. If it's what I think it is, I've actually been there.
I loved it. I had to come for his birthday.
Okay, so it could have been a place that I've already been. Like, I know we went to a steak place that was off Howl Mill. Mm-hmm. I think it was off Howl Mill for my sister's birthday, and it was a vibe.
Yeah.
Like, it was a vibe.
I loved it.
But I really want to take him to Five Church. I really want
interested because I did not know they had.
And Kiki said it was really nice. Like, she said it was really nice. Like, and the bill wasn't too bad.
Okay.
So
the girls can go. Y'all can go.
Yeah, like, it wasn't too bad. I think for cuts, he spent like $280,
$260. That's not too bad,
dude. Yeah, but... I know for...
That's not bad at all. Well,
yeah, it wasn't too bad. It was like...
One time we sat at a sushi bar and we ordered just like random pieces of sushi and we spent so much money. Like, it was ridiculous.
Oh, no. See,
So $270 is not bad.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. But she was just like, her bill at Five Church was like $170, I think.
Okay.
And she was just like, the food was good, the drinks was good, and they had more than one drink. Like... The bill wasn't too bad. So, you know, if you want to go splurge on your nigga, take it to a little nice blitz restaurant, make you feel like you're doing something, you take him there. So, but...
Because he gonna like that. Yeah. Even if it is, like, you know, too crazy. He gonna like that.
Yeah, but I really want to take him there.
Men like to feel treated.
Exactly.
Try to put y'all on.
We trying to be nice to
them. It's nice, though, like, to take them on dates sometimes. Yeah. And stuff. Like, that's nice. Or to buy them stuff. That's nice, too.
Well, you can try to plan dates, but, you know...
Yeah, you do.
Try to do stuff. Niggas just be doing their own thing. Like,
okay. We're not going to be so that on the podcast. Okay.
Niggas just...
But then imagine if he was broke.
You right. Because I'm not dealing with that.
Yeah, imagine if he was broke.
I ain't got no complaints in that area. You know, like,
that'd be awful.
I'd be pissed off. Stop playing with me.
That'd be awful.
But yeah. Other than that, I don't have anything else. I think, what else did I go? Other than that, I've been going to, like, little small stuff for, like, my friends or something. But
That's the only thing I can really remember off the top of my head.
Yeah, me too.
But those are good, so. Yeah. I don't think I have no more updates. And only thing that I've been listening to is... Let me make sure I haven't been listening to nothing.
I actually got new music that I listen to.
I do have something I've been listening to.
What? Oh, why is my airplane on? Okay, well, I've been listening to...
Sorry.
Because I don't know what you got going on. I've been listening to this artist named Jilly, and she has an EP out. It's called Copy and Paste. And it is so good. Like, it's good. It gives you R&B, pop, hip-hop. Like, it's just, And it only has, like, 3 or 4 songs on it. The whole entire project is only, like, 10 minutes. But, like, the EP is just, it's just
I want to listen. I want to listen.
I'll share it with you when we finish.
I want to listen. Only thing I've been listening to recently is this song. It's so crazy.
What song?
So it's a country song, actually.
What?
It's a country song, and it's called Blessed by Tommy. That's what I was listening to over here, like when I was over here bopping, and DJ Bay kept like bopping with me, and I was just like, I had the AirPod in my ear, like. I found the song like 2 days ago. I haven't been able to get it out of my fucking head. Like, it's such a sweet ass song. Like, I just been listening to it. So that's what I've been listening to. But it's so good.
Did you share it?
Share it with who?
You stop playing with me. Stop playing with me.
No, I didn't. Because he's been making me mad. Like, I have so much to tell him. I didn't even tell him that I got approved for the apartment.
Why not?
Because we haven't been talking. Like, I have a lot to catch him up on. So.
But that's like...
I just didn't want to talk
to him. But I feel like that's one of those things, like, you're just so happy that it doesn't really matter if y'all not talking or not.
I wanted to tell him, like, of course...
That pride is some serious ass shit. Yes. Like, that's crazy.
It's just, no... So,
cause he's gonna be like, why you didn't tell me? He'll be like, when you found out, and then you have to tell him that. Yeah, and then he'll be like, well, why didn't you? Right. So. Then he's not gonna feel. But that's another story for another day. Cause you already know I'm going with it.
So yeah, this is what I've been listening to, and this does make me like remind me of him.
That's why, cause I can tell by the way you acted by it. That's why I actually did your share.
No, I didn't. So. Yeah, it's a good song.
Did you listen to Kendrick's project?
No, I didn't. I haven't listened to his project yet, but I've seen so many people reposting it and like sharing it. So yeah. I do know I need to listen to that. So I think I am, because most people seem like it's really good. Like,
yeah, it is.
Everybody seems like they're listening. They have a favorite song off his project. So I'm definitely going to take a listen. So you already listened to it?
Yeah, I listened to it. Okay. I'm going to listen to it again, though, because I feel like the first time I listen to a project, like, I'm listening to it, but I'm not really, like listening to it. I feel like the first time I listen to it is just, like, to get a vibe. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? To see, like, if I like that album.
Yeah.
Then the second time I listen to it, like, I'm actually, like, listening to the lyrics and... Oh shit, he said this, and then trying to find a story and stuff like that, or like figuring out why they put this song there or why they listed it the way that they listed it. Then the third time it's on shuffle. After that, like, oh, it's up.
Yeah.
And then I'm just playing my favorite song off the album.
The only album I think I've been still listening to is LMA's. I don't wear that out so damn much. I know my mom is so tired of hearing that damn.
She knows the song.
Child, but. It was just such a good album. That was a good album. Like, it really was. So,
like I said, she did good for her sophomore album. She did good.
Amazing.
I wasn't expecting it. She did.
I love it. I'm so proud. Like, for her to not have put out nothing. And then, like, the few singles she put out, Leave Him Alone or Leave Him Alone, whatever. Mm-hmm. I like that one. Don't Fuck Me Up with Straight. Like... It was like, I really thought her album wasn't going to be that good because of the single she put out, but I like what she did. It's like the album was so good. Like, I love it.
Just feel it with your soul.
Girl. So,
I was so good.
good. I will make sure I listen to Kendrick Lamar's album.
Yeah, listen to
of
it.
Of course.
Tell me what you think.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
I'm gonna make sure EP, I take that EP.
Yes, yeah, I definitely want to hear that.
You can listen to it on the way home tonight, matter of fact.
Yeah.
While you riding on 20.
I hate you.
That's my favorite highway to ride on. I swear, really? Either that or 285 with no traffic.
Yeah,
I love riding 285 with no traffic.
I like 20 and I like 675. Like,
really?
If I'm only reason why I like it is because if it's no traffic, it's a straight shot. It's
that's
like,
true.
It's
yeah.
just,
which
it's
is
just
so crazy
you.
To me.
It's just you.
It is. Because I remember just when I went you. To Clayton and you would be home just and you would be like, okay, I'm on my way. And I'm like, okay, you'll be there in like 10 minutes. I'm like, damn.
It's
I'm like,
just
I'm in Decatur.
Me.
Like, how does she get
no
traffic?
Like,
I'm outside. I'm like, God damn.
I love you. Know, girl, that's why I learned how to drive. My daddy taught me how to drive on 675, literally. Like, and my mom, punk ass, was so scared. Like, she gets on my nerves.
I can understand because you drive like, oh my God.
I drive like my daddy.
A bat out of hell.
Yeah.
Jesus.
My daddy drove way smoother than me.
I'll never forget us leaving from the Horrible Decisions.
Bro, let it go.
I will never. Never let it go because you did two things that night. You did two things that night. Remember when you was in the street and you was like just sitting there? I was like, D, come on, like, I just passed you. Follow me. He was like, I don't see you. I don't see you. I was like, D, I just passed you. He was like, oh, there you go. And then you just stopped. I'm like, D, come on. I was like, can you follow me? He was like, yeah, I can follow you. Then I was like, follow me. We're going to highway. We're going to highway. Your ass take off. And I was like, she don't even know where she going. Like, she doesn't even know where she's going. That's the crazy part, because I'm going to Kensington, I think. Like, you know where you're going. So then I call you, I'm like, where are you? He was like, I'm at a red light. And I was like, what, D? Like, what do you see? He was like, I can either go left or right. And I'm like, you can do that at any red light. Like, what do you see? He was like, it's like North Ave. And I'm like, you're supposed to be in Buckhead. Why are you on North Ave? Like, I was like, dude, well, how'd you get over there? I don't know. I took an exit. I'm like, this
bitch. But them drinks was drinking at the Horrible Decisions.
I was pregnant at the time. And remember, and I couldn't drink. Yeah, I was still pregnant. Yeah. That was a good show. I had fun.
Yeah, I can't wait.
I wanted to go to cocktails, but they sold out so fast.
Oh, dang. I would love to go, girl.
So next one, we'll go to
that.
It
was.
I had fun. I enjoyed it.
But that's all we have, y'all. This is a really good episode. I really like this episode.
I do too. I can't wait to listen to it.
Yeah.
I like to listen to it like I'm listening.
Yes.
I do
like,
that too.
Why would I say that? I'd still be shocked because by the time we do listen to it, I don't be remembering what I've been said for certain
why
shit.
Why would I say that?
So. Yeah, but that's
the truth, the whole truth,
and nothing but the truth.
Preach it.
But
follow our Twitter.
Oh yeah, follow our Twitter. If I must say, underscore our Instagram. If I must say, underscore.
And follow my IG at callmecash underscore, and follow my Twitter at. Call me Cash underscore.
And follow my Instagram and Twitter at say the singer underscore.
I keep forgetting your underscore.
But that's all I got. All right. Bye, y'all.
Bye.